USA, right-wing vigilante Rittenhouse acquitted, capitalist courts will not defend the working class. Reporting by the Independent Socialist Group, USA, and the socialist protests have taken place in many U.S. cities following the outrageous acquittal of shooter Kyle Rittenhouse on murder charges. Rittenhouse shot three protesters, killing two, during the Jacob Blake protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin, last year. He claimed to have acted in self-defense. The police shooting of black man Jacob Blake on the 23rd of August 2020 had sparked protests in Kenosha. Self-styled right-wing vigilante Kyle Rittenhouse had traveled to the protests from his home in Illinois, armed with a semi-automatic rifle, looking for people he saw as looters. Presiding Judge Bruce Schroeder prohibited the prosecution from referring to Rittenhouse's murder victims as victims. At the same time, he allowed the defense to refer to them as looters and arsonists. He refused to allow evidence showing Rittenhouse's far-right ties, prevented the prosecution from enlarging video evidence, and barred them from probing Rittenhouse on his violent intentions in coming to Kenosha. Rittenhouse's acquittal mirrors that of George Zimmerman in 2013, a similar vigilante figure who murdered black teenager Trayvon Martin as he was walking home. Zimmerman also claimed self-defense, despite the fact that Zimmerman was following Martin home, and Martin had no weapons. The precedent of using self-defense to excuse murder was set by the 2013 acquittal, and no doubt played a part in Rittenhouse's acquittal. Zimmerman's case caused national outrage, and helped spark the first wave of Black Lives Matter, BLM, protests. The BLM movement erupted into a new wave of multiracial protests, involving predominantly young people, following the murder of black Minneapolis resident George Floyd by white cop Derek Chauvin in May 2020. However, many in the amorphous leadership of the BLM movement, rather than linking up the anti-racist struggle to the struggles of organized labor for jobs, pay, housing and decent services etc., and tying it to the demand for building an independent working-class party, backed Democrat Joe Biden's presidential campaign. Yet, Biden is hardly a friend to the movement. He has ignored BLM demands, instead giving millions more in police funding, and promising a tough-on-crime administration. During the election, Biden's campaign described Rittenhouse as a white supremacist. Now in office, his reaction following the verdict was the jury system works. The acquittal of Rittenhouse will undoubtedly give succor to the far right to step up their provocative and intimidatory actions against anti-racist campaigners and the labor and socialist movements. This must be countered by re-energizing and democratizing the anti-racist movement. Not only to mobilize defense against the far right, but to discuss how to build a mass, diverse workers' party with a socialist program, to put forward an alternative to racism and austerity, which arise from the capitalist profit system, and to do away with capitalism altogether. See Kyle Rittenhouse, right-wing vigilante who killed two at Wisconsin protests, acquitted of all charges. Capitalist courts will not defend the working class, at independentsocialistgroup.org.